He got the house and the divorce.
It's not her house anymore.
We didn't know that.
But when he tries to take possession...
You saw her up on this part of the roof.
Sneaking in the window.
His daughter is put in danger.
What did you do?
I took the ladder down.
Right. If I were her father and you take the ladder away, I would clock you.
Judge Judy.
Do I make an impression on you, sir?
Yes, you do.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Anthony Ellis is suing his wife's ex-husband, Charles Wisnett, for having him falsely arrested for assault.
Order. All rise.
Cast case number 350 on the calendar in the matter of Ellis versus Wisnett.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Mr. Ellis, you are currently married to the defendant's former wife.
That's correct.
That would be this lady right here.
That's correct.
How long have you been married to her?
Since August 28th of 09.
It is your claim that the defendant had you falsely arrested for assault. And in addition to having you falsely arrested for assault, you took a lie detector test, which, according to you, you passed. And you want him to reimburse you for that.
That's correct.
The defendant says that you did, in fact, put your hands on him. I believe it was on June 5th.
June 5th, correct.
This year, in a very ugly confrontation. And he is counterclaiming because he says that you and or your wife took property out of his home, a home that he was awarded in the divorce decree. That's your counterclaim.
Correct.
All right, so let me set what I believe is the scenario for this June 5th event. Mr. Wisnett, you were awarded this rental property in the divorce decree, and the divorce decree was finalized when?
June 1st, 09.
And at that time, according to what I gather, there had been a tenant in that rental property with a lease that was entered into by your former wife.
Correct.
And that lease ran until July 1st of 2009. So far, correct?
Correct.
When you were awarded that house effective June 1st, 2009, according to you, you advised your former wife that you wanted the keys. Did you speak to her or did you speak to the plaintiff?
I spoke to her after I got my divorce papers that I got the house. She stated that the tenants were there. They would be out by June 5th. I said, okay, I didn't have a problem with them being out. I didn't know. I'd never seen a lease that she had signed. She said she had a lease with them. On June 4th, I got a phone call from the neighbors.
Can't tell me what anybody said to you,
okay,
because that's hearsay. What did you do?
I went to the house, found that it was vacant. Window was open on top, it was going to rain. So I proceeded, I called my daughter Jessica to come with me to put a ladder up on top of the roof to close the window, secure the house.
Was Jessica with you when you got to the house, or did you call her from the house?
She went with me to the house.
She went with you?
Correct.
Okay. And there was no one inside the house?
No, the house was vacant.
Was there furniture inside the house?
No, there was not.
How did you determine that there was no furniture in
the house? The day before, I talked to the last tenant that was at the house. She moved into another house that we both owned together, and she was moved in there and stated she gave the keys to Ruth. She was no longer residing at the
house.
Well,
that's an interesting statement. It's hearsay. So if I need to call her later, I will call her and verify when exactly she moved out and who the keys were with. Okay. You got to the house. She put up a ladder, allegedly, to allow your daughter to close a window. And?
A few minutes later, Ruth and Anthony drove up, blocking my car in the driveway. Come squealing in the driveway, blocked it in. He yelled out, and excuse my language, he was using profanity.
So what are you doing here?
Yeah, been a little bit more of a derogatory way, but correct.
What are you
doing
here?
It was his property.
Now, the next issue, Mr. Ellis, I'm going to come back to you. You drive up to the house, and you see what?
Well, let me start off by saying...
You drive up to the house and you see... I'm in charge.
Okay.
You drive up to the house and you see what?
We see...
Not you.
I observe Jessica on the roof of the house.
How many stories is the house?
Two stories. I have pictures here.
I'd like to take a look at it.
Evidence.
Is this the window that you're talking about in the front?
Correct.
That was open? Okay, so the ladder had to be pitched from here, is that right?
From the side, where you walk up.
From the side up there?
Where the steps are at, correct.
Okay. Now, You saw her, therefore, up on this part of the roof?
Sneaking in the window.
Don't tell me what she was doing, sir. I asked you what you saw.
Yes.
You saw her here?
Yep.
Now, had you ever met Jessica before?
Yes.
So you know who she is?
Yes.
And who is she?
Charles's daughter.
From previous marriage?
From a previous marriage, correct.
Okay. So, and you had met her before?
Yes.
So you knew she wasn't a burglar?
Yes.
Right? Because it's not your house?
Correct.
And it's not her house? On June 5th, it's not her house anymore.
We didn't know that.
Well, now you know.
Well.
And I'm not exactly sure of that, because if he got a copy of the divorce decree, then logic would have it that your wife got a copy of the divorce decree. In any event, what, Mr. Ellis, were you foolish enough to do?
We pulled up on the scene.
I know you pulled up on the scene and you saw her, someone that you knew, on the roof with a ladder. And what did you do, I asked you?
I walked over, told Mr. Wisnat that he shouldn't be on the property because he had called us prior to that, stated that he was going to kick the door in. We told him that we had a lease until July 1st.
Listen, when I want your scenario, I'll ask you, Mr. Ellis.
Okay.
I want to know what you did. What stupidity did you do?
I observed Jessica climbing through the window.
Yes, and what did you do?
I told my wife.
What did you do?
I took the ladder down.
Right.
And told my wife to call the police.
You took the ladder down. Why did you take the ladder down, Mr. Ellis?
So the police would be able to see that she...
You don't have to bend down. The microphone can pick up what you're saying.
So the police would be able to
see... I said you don't have to bend down.
So the police would be able to see her breaking into the house.
You're an idiot. Big time.
Okay.
So she, if she encouraged you to do that, so is she. Because if I were her father and she's caught up on the roof and you take the ladder away, I would clock you. Without question. Would you do that?
Yeah.
In a minute. In a minute. So would anybody who saw somebody putting their child in danger.
Wouldn't you think that she was in danger by putting her up there? Why didn't he climb up the ladder?
You're an idiot.
I know that, but why would he?
I know. I'm glad that you know it. Now you've shared it with 10 million other people in this country alone. Don't you realize that was wrong?
No.
Don't you realize that was wrong? Well, as it turns out, sir, it was very wrong, because guess who was trespassing on that property? You and you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I would say a lunatic who removes a ladder so that a young person who you know can't extricate themselves from a roof is a nut, and my life would be in danger. Now, what else do you want?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Anthony Ellis says his wife's ex-husband, Charles Wisnat, had him falsely arrested for assault. Charles is countersuing, claiming Anthony stole appliances from his rental property.
Now, you and you were trespassing on his property.
It wasn't until the 16th.
You and you were trespassing on his property. And while trespassing on his property, you put his child at risk. I would say it's close to an attempted assault. Because what happens if she fell off the roof while you were waiting for the police to tell you that you were trespassing? What would happen if she fell off the roof? You know what they would do? Don't bend down. They would arrest you for reckless endangerment. I would have arrested you for reckless endangerment if I were the police responding to the location.
Wasn't arrested.
The fact that they didn't arrest you was a gift. I would have arrested you for reckless endangerment. So, after you moved the ladder away, what is it that Mr. Wisnat, what did he do?
He had saw that I told my wife to call the police. So he hurries up and grabs his phone and calls the police and says his life's in danger.
Perfect. His life was in danger. He had an idiot on his property, trespassing on his property, that just committed a crime of reckless endangerment.
That we were collecting rent on.
Well, you were collecting rent for him.
Just like he was collecting...
Listen to me. You were collecting rent, Mr. Ellis, for him. Because if you had, in fact, collected rent for the entire month of June and he brought you to small claims court, I would have given him his rent. Because a court has already determined that that's his property.
Just like down the street.
I don't care about down the street.
We own a property.
I don't care about down the street. Down the street, you handle it in court. Just like here, you handle it in court. Courts determine the property as of June 1st belongs to him. You and your whiff over here were trespassing on his property and committed a crime. The crime was reckless endangerment of his child. And if he called the police and said, my life is in danger, I'm being threatened, I would say a lunatic your size who removes a ladder so that a young person who you know can't extricate themselves from a roof is a nut, and my life would be in danger. Now, what else do you want? What else do you want, Mr. Ellis? Do you understand where I'm going?
I hear you.
Do I make an impression on you, sir?
Yes, you do.
Right. Because what you're supposed to do is you're not supposed to let your testosterone get going, even if your testosterone is fueled by your wife. Do you understand?
I understand.
And that's what you allowed to happen. Because as soon as he told you, I want the keys to the house, you were on notice. Because not that I don't believe she was notified already that she lost that rental property in the judgment, but once he told you, it would have sparked me on June 1st or June 2nd to call my lawyer and say, did I lose that house? See, and if you didn't, then you can't claim ignorance because ignorance is not stupid. You're not stupid, are you?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and she's not stupid. You wouldn't have married her if she was stupid, right?
No, ma'am.
So if the ex-husband calls and says, I was awarded that property, I want the keys, and if I hadn't been served, I'd pick up the phone, I'd call my lawyer at home, and I'd say, I lost that property? As of when? And my lawyer would say to me, June 1st. That's when it became effective. That's what would have happened. Do you understand? Instead, you went clocking over there because he said, I want the keys, and I'm going to bust down the door unless I get them to his property. He can bust down the door, he can bust down the windows, he can bust out whatever he wants because it's his house. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
You have no reason to go over there and no reason to place her at risk. And if he called the police and said, my life is in danger because you probably got into a scuffle over the ladder, which you don't have to be a genius to figure out. Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened.
You don't have to be a genius to figure that out. Now, you didn't call that an assault. You probably didn't realize it was an assault because touching you would be like a mosquito touching an elephant. But I'm telling you, that's what happened. And even if he called the police and said to the police, my life is in danger, he's right, because you were acting like a nut.
No, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I stood by the car while the police got there. Police went over, talked to Mr. Wisnat, come back, talked to me, asked me if I assaulted him. I said, no, I never assaulted Mr. Wisnat at all.
Well, your perception of assault is somewhat different from Mr. Wisnat's perception of assault. You mean when you took the ladder away from where his daughter was up on the roof, he stood there and did nothing? I'm just asking you.
No.
Just a minute. It's his daughter. Loves her enough, hangs around with her. She came with him to the property at his request, goes up to close a window, probably at his request. You place her in danger by taking the ladder away. He goes to put the ladder back. Now you're scuffling over the ladder, and he says he was...
It's his property.
It was till the 16th of June.
Just a second. Close your mouth. What kind of physical interaction did you have with Mr. Ellis?
As I was going to pick the ladder up after he threw it, I was walking past him, and he pushed like this, and I fell back into a bush. Then I proceeded to grab the ladder, put it up there, then I called the police.
Put it where?
Back up so my daughter can get down and help the ladder.
Did you put it?
Yes, I put it back up and held it.
That's exactly what happened. Precisely what happened. Your case is dismissed. Now let's get to the counterclaim.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I own the property until the 16th.
Would you put her out, please?
Now you see why we're divorced.
I wouldn't counter sue him, sir. I would offer him my sympathy.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Anthony Ellis claims his wife's ex-husband, Charles Wisnat, had him falsely arrested for assault. Charles claims Anthony endangered his daughter's life and pushed him into a bush.
Mr. Ellis, you acted like a fool.
I owned the property until June 16th.
You acted like a fool.
Okay.
And you let her give you the business. So I'm giving you the business. Now you really know what it's like to get the business, Mr. Ellis.
Thank you.
Now you really know what it's like.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You don't put somebody else's life at risk over somebody else's argument.
I owned the property until the 16th.
Would you put her out, please?
It's fine. Now you see why we're divorced.
I wouldn't counter sue him, sir. I would offer him my sympathy. He doesn't get it yet. Five years from now, he's going to get it.
Absolutely right.
Good luck, Mr. Ellis.
Thank you.
Did you take out property from his house?
No, ma'am.
Who did?
There was no property. It shows in the lease.
Washing machine, dryer is what he's asking for. Appliances.
Here's the lease agreement, and it states in the bottom there was no appliances in the house.
Let me see it, please.
In fact, Mr. Wisnetz went to our properties and took
appliances out. I don't care about your property. Okie dokie. Who was the lessee on this property?
Leslie.
Give me Leslie's number.
I don't have it with me.
You have it?
No, I never got it. I never even seen a lease.
Because I want to see if when she signed this lease, this was here, that was written in later and uninitialed by either your wife or the lessee. See, when there was a change made in the front of the lease, it was initialed. But this add-on here, there's nobody who initialed it. Can I see your divorce decree, sir, please?
Yes, ma'am. Would you like the other pictures?
No, no, no. I just want to see if the divorce decree provides that the appliances in there are yours.
I think on the second or third page it has for all the personal property.
To Wisnet, this doesn't say that you are entitled to any personal property in the house. What it says is, it is further ordered a judge to decree that the party shall retain the personal property currently in their respective possessions.
Well, all the houses that we have all the appliances in them. When you're awarded, I figured you get everything that's awarded with the house.
Well,
I
don't think they can take it. It is not clear, sir.
Okay.
It is not clear.
I also got a police report here stating that Leslie did lie to the police on Ruth's request.
Can I see it, please? Oh, there you go. Yes, that's what happened, Mr. Ellis. You read this report?
Yes.
When initially Miss Leslie was asked if she was out of the house, she said no, she was storing some things there. Police said, let me have the key. She got the key.
Correct.
And there was nothing there.
I didn't know that.
I don't care whether you know, I'm just telling you.
Right.
Don't appear to be stupid.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just,
there's a lease till July 1st.
You already made a big mistake, sir.
Sorry.
So when the police confronted Miss about why she lied about having anything in the house, which would have validated her claim to maybe stay there until the 1st of July, she said, I lied because Ruth, your trouble, asked me to.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
So, Leslie stated that she's out of the house and living on Senator, another property that she owns.
We own.
And she said that Chuck can have the house. She is officially out and gave Charles the keys to the home.
Correct.
That's an interesting question, Mr. Ellis. You said that's a house that we own.
Yeah.
Did you put any money into it?
Oh, yeah, a lot to fix it up. It was a dump.
I'm talking about how many properties there were that you came into when you got married.
Not many.
How many?
His mama owned all of them.
No, just a second. How many?
Five or six.
How many did you own before you got married?
One.
See, you made a good bargain. You make a bargain with the devil, eventually you pay, Mr. Ellis.
Ask him.
You're not going to win this debate. You're not smart enough, sir. You're not smart enough, sir. You just told me these were all houses that his mama owned. So he's not so smart because she got some of the houses that were his mama's and now you own half of them. So,
correct.
Don't bend down. How many times do I have to say that
to you? Just letting you know I'm correct.
I know.
Right.
You made a good bargain.
I did.
You better have a lot of medication.
I got.
He's got a lot of medication. That's how he passed the lie detector test.
I did.
Mr. Wisnett, you're finished. Another sucker took over.
Hey, God bless him.
God bless him is right. Say God bless him a million times. Your counterclaim's dismissed. So's your claim.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
We get along. It's just he falsely accused me of assault, and I didn't push him.
The scuffle didn't occur.
He passed the lie detector test, and that wasn't. He was never arrested.
You pass the lie detector test when you're on Vicodin.
They are insane.
Jealousy.
Because I'm with him, and I'm not his wife. I left him.
They both hold grudges against me. Why, I don't know.
I thought that everything I did was perfectly fine.
Well, I kind of have an ideal because her now husband tried to get with me.
I just want them to go on their way.
Oh, I'm done. He's just not done with me. He's the one that drags me in and out of court.
We never got together. but maybe that holds some kind of issue.
I wanted her to be up on the roof because she would have gotten off the roof, went into the car, and waited and act like she didn't try to break into the home.
She was screaming at me, you're going to get larceny.
I'm just hoping that he just leaves us alone.
It is very awkward because I was really close to her growing up.
He got a windfall. He had nothing.
She was like my mom.
In the long run, he'll find out.
He's stupid, just like the judge said.